Before last month's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, same-sex marriage had already been made legal in 37 states and the District of Columbia. Same-sex couples in Florida have been getting married since January of this year. This afternoon on Florida Matters, we're going to take a look at the impact of the ruling on Florida's same-sex couples. We'll check in again with Mike Reedy of Equality Florida and Clearwater attorney Alan Gassman, who wrote the Florida Legal Guide for Same-Sex Couples.
Well, I think people now can recognize that their marriages will be recognized no matter where they decide to get married, no matter when they get married, no matter when they got married. This is really going to have a very positive effect for anyone who is in a same-sex relationship and wants to be married or wants to be divorced.
So, Mike Reedy, when the court decision was handed down, what reaction were you hearing from others in the LGBT community and within Equality Florida?
You know, this has been a long fight for many people. And as someone who is maybe of a younger generation, I feel like I am the end of the relay race, the last one to get the baton. But we've seen couples that have been together for 62 years that were able to get married and to be recognized and finally feel that all of the work that has happened over the course of the many decades is finally paying off. Retrospectively, we also were receiving emails. I remember I received an email from a gentleman just 3 days before the January 6th decision in which he was congratulating us, but was sad because unfortunately his partner of more than 40 years passed away just 2 days before that decision, which means that they were not able to get married. They were not able to share many of those benefits. And that's exactly what we fight for. We fight for the good news, and we also fight for those that unfortunately didn't get to see it through.
So, Alan Gassman, what are you hearing from your clients or prospective clients?
Well, my clients are wondering whether they should get married. They're wondering now whether their joint assets, which we call as owned as tenants by the entireties, are creditor proof, the way Florida protects certain joint assets that are titled originally to a married couple. If their marriage wasn't recognized by Florida at the time that they got married by another state, are those assets probably need to be reconveyed now in order to be protected from a creditor standpoint? I have couples who are in two separate homesteads in the same county, and now that they're married, the property appraiser is going to take away one of their homesteads. So there's a lot of different technical issues. I have clients who are going to get married and pay a lot more Medicare tax because the exemption is $200,000 a year per person if you're single, but $250,000 a couple if you're married. So it's a lot of technical things going on.
And we should certainly point out that this applies to all married couples, the loss of a homestead when you get married and so on. So it affects everyone. Because marriage is legal in all states, I would assume that it's true divorce is legal too. Is that correct?
Divorce will need to be recognized now in all states. Now, of course, they
need to. Is that automatic or does it need to be spelled out?
Oh, I mean, that is fairly automatic. If a state is recognizing a marriage, then it will also recognize the divorce. I'm interested, actually, Alan, are you seeing any increase in business since January, maybe from same-sex couples, more than what you had prior to 2015?
Yes, since January, because they, you know, are able to basically come out and be public about their relationships. People, beyond the legal aspect here, there's been a lot of, you know, professionals in the Tampa Bay community who have had to keep their relationships, I'll use the clause in the closet, for decades. And in January, a substantial percentage of them felt comfortable socially and professionally coming out and feeling that they would not be discriminated against by their own clients, their own customers, their own colleagues. So it's been a touching situation.
That was Clearwater attorney Alan Gassman and Mike Reedy with St. Petersburg-based Equality Florida. You can hear more about the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage this afternoon on Florida Matters at 6:30 here at WUSF 89.7.